Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Thanks for joining me. I'm your astrologer and host, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show. What a show I have for you tonight. I'm talking all about 2018 and what we can expect. Well, okay, I'm just going to launch straight into it. I'm going to jump straight into it because there is a lot to say. Well, no, actually, let me take a step back. How are you all enjoying this Mercury retrograde? Well, I'd have to say if you're a mutable sign, maybe not so much. And the mutable signs, of course, are Gemini, Virgo, Sag, and Pisces. So there's been a few little hiccups, one just then at the start of the show, but it's all good. I'm live talking about 2018. So the big news of 2018, of course, is Uranus. Uranus is going to be moving into Taurus. Uranus is the planet of the unexpected, and it's wreaking havoc. It's not just because it's moving into Taurus on May 15th. It's because it's hitting a few other planets. It's hooking up with the eclipse. It's really doing a lot of, I want to say damage, but on the other hand, it's doing something really nice with some other planets, which I'm going to cover later on in the show. But the big news of 2018 is Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, rebellions, shocks, surprises, volcanoes, earthquakes, all that sort of stuff, is changing sign. Now, it changes sign every 7 years, so it's pretty big news, and it's an event to celebrate, maybe, but it's definitely going to be memorable. And Taurus, because it's moving into Taurus, Taurus is like a really stable sign. It's very solid and steady and practical and methodical. Coming together with Uranus, that's definitely a mixed bag. Those two energies really do not go well together. You know, you've got Uranus on one hand, which is radical, it's innovative, it's in some ways brilliant. And then you've got Taurus, which is very, very grounded and solid and steady. And you mix those two energies together and basically anything can happen. And, you know, I said that's happening on May 15th. But the other thing that's really unusual, on May 15th, we've got warrior planet Mars, action planet Mars, moving into Aquarius. So immediately on May 15th, we've got these two heavy-hitting planets, radical planets, at odds with each other. And they're basically butting heads, but in a really major way. Anytime you've got testosterone-driven Mars and, you know, warrior planet Mars. It's action-oriented, it's aggressive, it's assertive. It's clashing with Uranus, which is the planet of volatility, let's say. And so when you get a challenging aspect like a square between Mars and Uranus happening exactly when both change sign on May 15th, it's volatility amplified. I just can't imagine. And especially for the fixed signs, and if you're born early in a fixed sign, and it's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, bonfire of huge proportions. So be prepared. That's the news of 2018. But then Uranus continues, it just continues to shake things up. Not only does it hit a square as soon as it moves into Taurus with Mars in Aquarius, but then it's going to be hitting Mars again when Mars turns retrograde around June 26th. So Mars turns retrograde, that's another bit of news for 2018, Mars turning retrograde. And then it retrogrades back into Capricorn in August, but primarily Mars will be in Aquarius and retrograding in Aquarius to start clashing with Uranus. Uranus doesn't need anybody or anything clashing with it. It's already volatile. Then you've got, to continue the note of the fixed planet theme and the challenges and transformations that the fixed signs are going to have to go through during 2018. And again, it's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. 2018 is huge. Or anybody with planets in fixed signs, this coming year is going to be a year to remember. It's sort of like 2017 was the warm-up, and 2018 is going to be the main event if you are a fixed sign or you have planets in fixed signs. I'm not going to leave out the other signs, but I just have to say, the fixed signs for 2018, it's definitely huge. In October, on October 5th, love planet Venus is going to be in Scorpio and it turns retrograde. So what's really interesting is you've got Venus, the planet of love, Mars, the planet of passion, both are turning retrograde in fixed signs, Mars in Aquarius and Venus in Scorpio. And again, it's like Mars is already clashing with Uranus when they both change signs on May 15th. And then again in October when Mars forms a square to retrograde Venus. There really is a lot going on, especially over the Northern Hemisphere summer months because of the eclipses, which I'm going to talk about in just a minute. But it's like there is so much going on in 2018. So next up, we've got Jupiter that moves into Sagittarius November 8th. And Jupiter is the planet of luck and good fortune and hope and optimism. And then on the flip side, because, of course, in astrology, everything has a flip side or a shadow side. On the flip or the shadow side of Jupiter, it's all about excess. So Jupiter is going to be moving into its own sign of Sagittarius in November, where it will be for a year. This is great news if you're a fire sign, and that's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Lots of hope and optimism and looking at life from a broader perspective and just being filled with just being able to connect the dots of life is when Jupiter moves into Sagittarius, and that's in November. But we have to get through in Scorpio, first of all. So Jupiter is currently in Scorpio, and every week on the show, I've been talking so much about what that means. And Jupiter is, as I said, it's about excess, but it's also philosophical, and it's about truth-seeking in some way. And when it's together with Scorpio, as it is now, Scorpio is the sign of secrets. Scorpio is also one of the signs of sex. So it's like all these secrets, and they just keep pouring out in the media every day. I just keep seeing all these new, allegations and about misconduct and between Hollywood and politicians and people that you just, because we see them in these shows and, you know, you believe the characters, it's like it's then you there's actually accusations against these people you feel like you know sometimes. The truth comes out. So at the moment, we've got Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, hope and optimism, philosophical values, faraway places, higher learning, and, of course, excess. And it's also a lot about inflated egos and opinions, because it's also about being dogmatic. So it's going to be moving into its own sign of Sagittarius in November. So that's basically all those keywords that I just gave you for Jupiter. You can amplify them when Jupiter is in its own sign. And the same goes really for any planet. When it comes together with its own sign, the energies are meant to flow and be really smooth. But again, you know, everybody's an individual and everybody's affected in their own way by this planetary energy. So if you're a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sag, and Pisces, having Jupiter in Sagittarius in November through 2019, it's all about excess. It will be about excess. So now is the time to really clean things up, especially with all this fixed energy of 2018, you know, with Mars and Venus both retrograde next year, the fixed signs, you know, you need to start caretaking, I would say. If anything doesn't work for you in your life, if you're in a relationship that's not working for you, it's time to clean it up. It's basically, it's not just, this is not just a throwaway line, make up or break up. This is really going to happen with anybody that has fixed planets, which is most people. So it's a time for make up or break up in 2018. On that note, I'm going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. This is the Astrology Show, and I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about 2018 and what we can all expect. And as I was saying before the break, there is so much to say about 2018. Just amazing. And if you are a fixed sign, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius, you really should be tuning into this and paying attention. There is so much going on in the fixed signs in 2018. It's like 2017 has just been a warm-up act and 2018 is the real deal. So before the break, I'd mentioned that the big news of the year is Uranus, planet of the unexpected. It's also a planet of brilliance and genius and just innovation. So making innovative breakthroughs for the next 7 years, May 15th, when Uranus moves into Taurus. Taurus is a very solid and steady and stable sign. But when it comes together with Uranus, it's a bit of a mixed bag of energies. And on that same day, May 15th, there's an immediate clash with warrior planet Mars, which is moving into Aquarius. So you've got these two giants up in the sky just clashing. The key word when Mars and Uranus come together in a hard energy, like a square, is volatility. So if you are born early in your sign, you're early in your fixed sign, so basically if you're born, if you're an April-born Taurus, or if you're a July-born Leo, or an October-born Scorpio, or a January-born Aquarian, be very careful, you know, like pay attention. And it doesn't mean doom and gloom. It just means there's going to be a lot of challenges. And some of them could be physical challenges as well. Also, we've got love planet Venus turning retrograde, or its energy moving backward in October. And that's October 5th through November. So again, if you're a fixed sign and your love life's not quite up to par or not quite where you want it, or you've been compromising in some way, 2018 is the shake-up. So that's the news for fixed signs or anybody that has planets in fixed signs, which will be many of us. Also, Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, moving into Sagittarius in November for the year. That brings a little bit of relief and a little bit of, let's just say, fresh air to the heavy-duty, heavy-going planetary energies of 2018. 2018, we have five eclipses. So we have five eclipses. Why are there five eclipses? Okay, so usually, but not always, eclipses can come in pairs or threesomes. So at the beginning of the year, we've got January 31st, we've got a lunar eclipse in Leo. So here's another theme around the fixed signs and transforming energy, or life-changing type of energy around eclipses, especially if they affect any of your planets, particularly the personal planets, meaning the sun or moon, meaning if you're a Leo or if you're an Aquarian or Taurus or Scorpio, again. So this show is not all about the fixed signs, but there's definitely a lot of energy around the fixed planets, the fixed signs for 2018. So January 31st, we've got a lunar eclipse in Leo, and that's going to be affecting all lions because it sits right in the middle of Leo. So Leo and Aquarius, it's time for change. Anything that started to come about with the eclipses in 2017, in February, and again in August, this continues, but this will be done by 2018. It's sort of like we've been given a lot of chances to unwind from things that don't work and really maybe look in a new direction for something that does. Then we've got a solar eclipse in Aquarius on February 15th. So this is great for new beginnings. And you might hear me say a lot throughout these shows, anytime there's a new moon, it's all about wrapping things up before we can take a step in the new direction of where we want to go. And I guess it's generally with life anyway. It's like you can't start a new cycle until an old one ends. So anyway, we've got this solar eclipse in Aquarius, again for the fixed signs. That's February 15th. And then on July 12th, we've got another solar eclipse in Cancer. And so what that means is for the water signs especially, it's all about new beginnings. And that's Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. And I was just thinking, wow, Scorpio is sort of included in all of these energies that are going on next year. If you're a Scorpio, a lot is happening for you. So be prepared for changes, that's for sure. Then on July 27th, we've got a lunar eclipse in Aquarius. So again, it's like for the fixed signs, especially Aquarius and Leo, it's all about really looking at your relationship and seeing what's not working and really really setting priorities, I think, would be the way to think about it, because it's like whatever's not working, it's time to let go. And I know this is really difficult for the fixed signs, because the fixed signs really like to hang on. They don't like to let go. Fixed signs are really good at seeing things through to the end. They're not just off to the next new thing. They really want to see things out. So it's going to be a bit of a challenge for some people to deal with this, all these 2018 energies. But, you know, 2019, 2020 and beyond, life will be very different. And then again, the final eclipse for 2018 is August 11th, and it's a solar eclipse in Leo, and it's about 19 degrees. So this is basically Leo being given a chance to set a new course, to really take a step in a new direction, and one which gives Leo the light shine, like spotlight, to be the leader in any area that you may be in, if you're a Leo or you have any planets in Leo at all. So the good news is I've just thrown all that really challenging, all the challenging influences of 2018, I've just thrown straight out there. There's a lot to be said. At the end of the show, I'm going to be trying to cover which signs are going to be affected and how and why, and the planetary activities and energies and how it all affects us sign by sign. But before that happens, the good news of 2018 is that there are two amazing trines between Jupiter and Neptune. Now, Jupiter is the planet of luck and good fortune. It's hope and optimism. It's seeing life from a higher point of view, rather than being caught in the day-to-day morass of detail. During this time when Jupiter, the planet of luck and good fortune, forming a fortuitous trine to Neptune, planet of the spiritual, the creative, it's basically, you know, channeling from something higher. You know, both Jupiter and Neptune are very spiritual planets. So when they come together harmoniously, like they're going to be, well, actually they did the first time December 2nd. So we've just recently had this first trine of the cycle. And then in May and August, the same energy again. And for the water signs, because Jupiter's currently in Scorpio and Neptune's in its own sign of Pisces. So this is really incredible energy for the water signs, or anybody that has planets in water signs, and that's as a Scorpio and Pisces. It really is a really, really, really sweet, harmonious connection of energy. And especially if you're looking to tune in or manifest, which I think we all are, so we're trying to manifest what we want in our life and take a new path or set a new course. And having, it's sort of like the stars are aligned. It's that type of thing when Jupiter comes together in a trine with Neptune. So the good news is set your intentions for 2018, and a lot of us will be able to manifest what we really want. We just have to tune in at the right vibration to really start pulling in the results. Yes, there will be challenges. There's no doubt about that, but welcome to life. That's what life is. So we've got this lovely cycle of Jupiter and Neptune coming together. And of course, it's the generosity of spirit. And it's about doing the right thing. So many of us may have to take the high road because we've been dealing with the challenges of the low road that some of us may have taken. So now it's the time to sort of redeem and go with the Jupiter-Neptune trine. Now, the other great news of 2018 is we've got a grand Earth trine on August 25th. So August 25th, we've got this amazing Earth grand trine with the Sun, Sun, Saturn, and Uranus. So that is a really interesting mix of energy, because the Sun is an easy one to understand. The Sun is basically the core of who we are. It's basically our life force. And then you've got Saturn, which is just about to move into Capricorn, the 19th. And what is the date today? Oh, yeah, very, very soon. So you've got Saturn in Capricorn, and then you've got Uranus in Taurus. So this is good news for the Earth signs and anybody who is an Earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn. There's a grand Earth trine late August for you. And so what this means is it's about setting practical steps for the future. It's like it's a great money influence, because any sort of money, any of the money signs or any money energy will come through this grand trine in late August. And also it's about taking practical, methodical steps, being realistic, approaching situations in a very realistic way. And then again, you know, in August, actually August is a really, really, really busy month. It's probably the busiest month of 2018. And so if you were born in August, even July, August, there's a lot going on for you. And astrologers have something we call a solar return, which basically takes a snapshot of the planets on your birthday. And then it gives a different type of forecast for the year ahead through the next birthday. So it's like if your birthday's in August, you're going to have a really, really busy year from 2018 through 2019, just with so much planetary activity going on, you know, with the eclipses and then the grand trine. And is there a Mercury retrograde, which there always seems to be lately? Yes, of course, that's right. There's a Mercury retrograde as well during August. And of course, as you know, we're in a Mercury retrograde right now in Sagittarius. So if you're a Sagittarius, or a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sag, or Pisces, this Mercury retrograde may be affecting you, but you know, the readings I've been doing lately, I haven't had any negative feedback on that one. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey there, thanks for joining me. This is Kelly Fox, and this is the Astrology Show, and I am talking about 2018. And there is so much to talk about. It is mind-boggling. 2018 is a year that I don't think any of us are going to forget, especially if you're a fixed sign, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So I'm going to go through now. I've just given you the overview, which basically took half the show, of what's happening in 2018. And now I want to go through, like, in a little bit more detail about what to expect. I've made pages and pages and pages of notes here because there's just so much to say. And I wanted to do this 2018 show early, but I'm going to be doing it again throughout January and maybe December, but there's a lot to say in December as well. So as I said, the news of 2018 is Uranus, planet of the unexpected and sudden surprises, although surprises are sudden, I guess. Plays havoc immediately as soon as it moves into Taurus on May 15th, and it's going to be forming a square to warrior planet Mars in Aquarius. So especially if you're a Taurus or an Aquarian or even a Leo and Scorpio, this is news for you. And as I always say, if you don't know where your planets are, go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. Or you.theastrologer.com/chartwheel. Get a free chart wheel, and then you can follow along each week to see where your planets are where the planets were at the time of your birth, and then everything will really fall into place. But I really urge you to do that so you can find out where your planets are, because if you have any fixed planets, 2018 is going to be a year to remember, that's for sure. And not just, okay, mainly because of Uranus in Taurus, and it's like a pool table, and it's like hitting all the balls, and the balls are like the planets, and it's just going wherever it feels like going, that type of thing. So anyway, so what Uranus is doing, so it turns retrograde in August, and so it's like it changes sign and then it moves retrograde, which means if the energy of Uranus wasn't surprising enough, it then starts to move backwards, or things just go haywire and from really unexpected places. And the notes that I have here is like, sometimes change might be imposed too quickly when Uranus turns retrograde in August, which could lead to protesting, maybe even violence, because the involvement of Mars, warrior, aggressive Mars. And then there's three squares between aggressive Mars and Uranus in May, August and September. So these are times to be taken very seriously. And as I said, August is the really, really busy month. We can all expect change, things that we might not have even thought of perhaps. So Uranus stays in a sign for 7 years. It first moved into Aries in 2010. So we've had it there for that period of time. And it's all about changing the status quo. I think one way to think of Uranus is it's not just rebellion and sudden surprises. It's really about making changes. But the interesting thing is that we've got some other energies that sort of offset that. We've got Saturn in Capricorn forming a really nice sextile to Neptune, they're both in their own signs. So we've got Saturn in Capricorn, we've got Neptune in Pisces. And it comes together really well. And so if you are an earth sign or a water sign, this is really great news for you, because it's sort of like you can sort of arm off all these really challenging influences during 2018. Now, the last time that Uranus was in Taurus was about 84 years ago, around the time of the Great Depression. It was like just before World War II had just before it started. So it's been a while, in other words, since Uranus was in Taurus. And so what that means is that, we've got perhaps in some ways, because Taurus is a very conservative sign, Taurus is a very, very conservative sign. It's a little bit old-fashioned. So it's like globalism is being replaced by nationalism. Now, what does that mean? So globalism is more Uranus because, now our world is smaller thanks to technology. And then you've got nationalism, national pride. We're going to start to look outwards. It's not just all about us and what's happening in our world. We're going to be a little bit more connected. So being a little bit more connected when Uranus moves into Taurus. And then, as I said, on May 15th, when Uranus does move into Taurus, it forms a square immediately to Mars, which also enters Aquarius. So we've got these two major ingresses, as astrologers call them, on the same day. So it forms an immediate square and hugely volatile energies. And then, of course, Mars turns retrograde, or the energies of the warrior planet move backwards. So Mars is already the planet of aggression and assertion, and sort of like, I'm thinking of Tarzan beating his chest type of thing. So when Mars moves retrograde or backwards through Aquarius, it's still hitting volatile Uranus at the same time. And then you've got like the eclipses going on, which hook into the energies of Mars and Uranus. It really is going to be a very, very volatile year. Very volatile. It's like, but the interesting thing is that we've got this trine from two very spiritual planets, and that's Jupiter and Neptune. So it's sort of like it might take something really huge on a global scale, and then we all sort of join together and really look at life from a higher perspective. What could that be? You know, that's anyone's guess. But it's like there's something definitely major going to happen in 2018, and then we all join together and, you know, realize that we really are one. And, you know, as I was saying, it's going to be globalism versus nationalism, perhaps. And then, of course, Venus turning retrograde in October. That's more on a personal level, but it forms an opposition to Uranus. It's like we can't seem to escape the energy of Uranus next year. As soon as it moves into Taurus, it's like bang, it's all on. So with Venus opposing Uranus, it's very much about unexpected things coming up within our relationships, particularly, again, for the fixed signs or anybody that has planets in fixed signs. It's very much about just things coming at us that we had not anticipated, maybe from our partner. I don't really like to say that, but it's like definitely from other people because it's an opposition. So love planet Venus is 180 degrees away or opposed to Uranus, planet of the unexpected. And Venus is an inner planet, so it's more personal. Uranus being an outer planet, it's more global. But really, if these energies sit within your chart, it really affects you personally. Also with Venus, the retrograde Venus opposing Uranus, it's like people have a change of what they value. Something shifts. And again, what causes that? So for people to have like a sudden change in what they value, I believe that it's all this other planetary energy. Very challenging going on during 2018. So also during 2018, as I said, we've got, here we go. So there's a reprieve in September through the end of 2018 when Saturn and Uranus are trine. And that stems from on August 25th, we've got a grand Earth trine with the Sun, Saturn and Uranus. So Uranus is wreaking havoc, but then there's a bit of a reprieve when it trines up with Saturn. And these two energies are really interesting because Saturn is all about the conservative. It's all about the way things have been done. It's all about the past. And then Uranus is all about the future and being innovative and trying new things in a radical way. So the two energies coming together harmoniously of the old with the new at the end of August and then again through the rest of the fall in the Northern Hemisphere. It's like you've got a merging of the old with the new. But that doesn't come about easily. It comes about probably through some event or chain of events that happened through the northern summer with all this friction with Uranus. It's sort of like on one hand, Uranus is like wrecking all this havoc. And then on the other, you know, he's offering a reprieve through Saturn. So Saturn also brings stability. So that's going to be really crucial here because, you know, a lot of times when people hear about Saturn or they think about Saturn, they're like, oh, no, it's going to be all really bad and terrible. Today, for example, I did this reading. This woman was going through her Saturn return and she's like, oh, tell me it's not all going to suck for the rest of the year and through next year. And I'm like, Saturn really doesn't have to be like that. It just depends on how it sits in your own chart and what it's doing to all your other planets. So in this case, Saturn is, okay, I can't really say Saturn is a breath of fresh air, but Saturn is going to be the thing that we're all trying to cling to. Saturn is going to bring it through this grand Earth trine, late August through the fall. Saturn is going to bring the stability that we're all craving. because Uranus just keeps throwing things at us that are just completely unexpected. And Saturn is the thing that we're going to hang on to, the thing that we understand, which is sort of, in today's climate, just seems a bit sort of weird because everybody wants something new. Everybody's looking for the new and the different and the inspiring. And, you know, we all live in a tech world now. That's definitely Uranian ruled. But, you know, Saturn is sort of like, oh, the ho-hum, it's drab, the rules that we have to follow, it's the things we have to do. It's the dose of reality, and that is what we're going to be going for or clinging to when it comes August, September onwards. It's like, who would have thought? And, of course, Saturn, as I've been going on with in every week's show, is Saturn is moving into its home sign of Capricorn on December 19th. So that's next week. So Saturn is going to begin its new 30-year cycle starting next week. It's going to be in its own sign for the next 3 years. So if you're a cardinal sign, and that's Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn, for you, this is all about stability. It's all about finally being able to set your course and look at the long term or look into the future and have, like, say, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 20-year plan. That's what Saturn brings. It's a dose of practicality and reality, especially if you are a cardinal sign. I have some people in mind that I'm thinking of, not naming any names. But this is all about you've had to put in the hard work first and the rewards will come. And the key word with Saturn is all about patience. So with Saturn in its own sign of Capricorn, this is all about having patience if you're a cardinal sign. And if you're an Aries, this is all about the past few years might have been rocky, a lot of unexpected things coming your way that you hadn't anticipated on. But Saturn, it'll bring challenges, sure, but it really ultimately in the end, you'll be glad. I know it sounds weird because, you know, some of us are in the eye of the storm right now and you're thinking, how am I going to be glad for this experience? But trust me, you will. Okay, we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will give a breakdown for each sign for 2018, so stay tuned.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, thanks for joining me. This is Kelly Fox, your host and astrologer, talking about 2018. And there is so much to say. It's just amazingly, I mean, there's always so much to say. But 2018, I don't know, as I've been saying, The headline of 2018 is Uranus in Taurus, Mars retrograde in Aquarius, Venus retrograde, the eclipse is in fixed signs. So what I'm going to do with all that information I have just given you, I'm going to give you a sign-by-sign breakdown. So, excuse me. So, the sign-by-sign breakdown. I've got to break this down into small pieces because there is so much to say. So what I have here is I'm going to start in order, as I like to do with the signs. If you are an Aries, well, with Uranus moving into Taurus, this is all about finances for you. So what over the next 7 years, there'll be unexpected sources of income and other sources may dry up. Something that you thought was a sure thing may not be a sure thing. So my advice to you is be very cautious with any sort of financial situation and keep thinking long-term, because Saturn isn't going to be there to help you, but Saturn doesn't offer help willingly or without strings attached. So for you, Uranus in Taurus is all about finances. Now, with Mars moving into Aquarius and then retrograding throughout the summer, for you, Aries, it's all about maybe friends coming back into your life who you haven't seen for a while. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. And then with Jupiter moving into Sagittarius at the end of 2018, this would be for you about if you're planning to go away somewhere or think about overseas places or have dealings with foreign cultures, 2018 through 2019 is the time for you. Now, if you are a Taurus, Uranus moving into your sign. Now, this is going to be really interesting. It's definitely a mixed bag of energy because, as I said in the beginning of the show, Taurus is the planet of, like, sudden, unexpected outbursts and volcanoes and earthquakes and rebellions and revolutions. And then you've got Taurus, which is very, very grounded. You're very, very steady. You're solid, reliable, conservative in some ways, trusted, routine. And then these energies are the complete opposite of each other. So when Uranus moves into your sign, some of you bulls might feel like you're getting a big shake-up that you had not planned on and might not like too much. And with the input of Mars, Warrior Mars, also forming a square, you might be getting a bit of a shove that you don't really appreciate. If you're a Gemini, well, you're a little bit off the hook here if you're a Gemini. These energies are like fixed signs, so it's not too hard, but there's a square from Neptune. So Neptune's forming a little bit of a challenge for all you twins out there, all you Geminis. So what that means is that things might not be as they seem. So be careful with that. Be careful with people. Take everything with a grain of salt. People might not be who they are. If you are Cancer, well, for you, you're going to have Saturn, planet of karma, responsibility, discipline, obligation, forming an opposition to your sun. So what that means is that others may feel like the authority. It might feel like you have to conform to other people's commands type of thing. It's okay. It's a test. Things in life can be testing at times, especially when Lord of Karma is facing you. So what this means is have patience and set long-term plans and everything will work out in the end, trust me. At the time, it might feel really difficult. If you're a Leo, there is so much going on for you in 2018. Starts off with a lunar eclipse, January 31st, and then you've got your opposite Mars moving into your opposite sign and turning retrograde, And then you've got another eclipse in your sign, in Aquarius, your opposite sign, and then a solar eclipse in your sign. So it's sort of like what this is telling me is whatever is not working in your life, let it go. You're a fixed sign. You like to hang on to things. 2018 is not the year to be hanging on to anything that doesn't serve you or work for you. Virgo. So Virgo, lucky for you, particularly late August through the fall, there's a grand earth trine and it's in your sign and it comes together with the other two earth signs, and that's Taurus and Capricorn. There is a lot of luck for you at the end of August and then through the fall, where basically if you start to set your intentions now, you can manifest around that time. I know it sounds like a long way away, but believe me, there's going to be a lot of turbulence throughout 2018. If you're a Libra, you're going to be getting a square from Lord of Karma Saturn, which means that home and family, there might be a bit of a shake-up. If you're looking to move, make sure it's for the long term and not sort of short-term fixes. You want long-term solutions. So anything around home and family, but always remember your obligations, always set your priorities. If you are a Scorpio, you're a fixed sign, there is a lot going on for you. Jupiter, planet of luck and good fortune, is in your own sign for most of 2018. This is really great news. It's sort of like you've got the Midas touch for 2018. There's a lot of things that are going to be coming at you throughout the year, but you're protected with this magical protection or white light, this shield that you have from Jupiter, where you can deal with anything. As long as you look at life from a philosophical point of view, and don't get bogged down in the details. If you are a Sagittarius, the good news, the really good news for you, Sag, is that Lord of Karma is moving out of your sign. Saturn is finally moving out of your sign. Next week, it's on into Capricorn. For the past 3 years, you've really had to take life a lot more seriously than what you prefer. It's like you have to deal with karma from the past. So if you're a Sagittarius, your sign is like typically really light. It's really light. It likes to have fun. It's known as the partier of the zodiac. With Saturn, planet of obligation, duty, responsibility, in your sign, it's been a real big downer. But the good news is you're off the hook. And that is really, really good news because it's been tough for a lot of Sagittarians out there with Saturn just breathing down your neck. And also the other thing with Sagittarius is you're not a very patient sign. So you've been forced to have patience these past few years with Saturn in your own sign. Now it's all good. But here's a little disclaimer, though. Saturn is going to be now forcing you to take a look at your finances or your financial situation. It's like Sag likes to spend money. That's okay if you have the money to spend, that is. But it's like now with Saturn really getting you to focus on your bottom line or your finances, you really need to take that seriously. So that's going to be the next act you sort of have to clean up. Okay, if you are a Capricorn, it's all on for you. You've got Saturn, your own planet, moving into your sign next week where it stays for 3 years. So what that means is it's all about responsibility, discipline, obligation, setting long-term plans, taking life seriously. It's okay to have fun every now and then, but Saturn will be hooking up with Pluto in the next 18 months. And that's all about life changing completely, life just changing as you know it. And you're pretty good with like taking new courses of action or looking in new directions because Capricorn, you are a cardinal sign. So that's pretty easy. But here's the thing. It's like sort of if you can fall into it rather than lean into it rather than resisting. That's probably the best way to tackle any sort of challenging aspect or planetary influence that may come up for you over the next few years. If you're an Aquarian, well, there's a lot of activity going on for you in 2018 because you are a fixed sign And so the fixed signs, it's all about change and transformation, especially if you're a Leo or Aquarius. The spotlight is on your relationships. And so it will be a year of making up or breaking up or starting new relationships, or basically just letting things go, letting people go that no longer serve you, or letting go of relationships that just don't work for you anymore. It's a time of completion and endings, and it's a time for moving forward. Now, Mars, warrior planet Mars, will be in your sign starting May 15th through the rest of the year mostly, and it's going to be moving backwards, which means the energy of Mars is moving backwards, which will feel like sort of like driving with the brakes on. So that's May right through nearly the end of the year. It's like driving with the brakes on when Mars is in your own sign. It's like you want to move forward. Everything's in place, but there's just going to feel like something is stopping you. And it could feel like something comes about at the last minute. And if you're a sweet, sweet Pisces, your ruling planet Neptune is still in your sign, it's a great year for creativity, tuning into a higher source, and listening to your instincts and really turbocharging your psychic abilities. That's it from me for tonight. Thank you for joining me and wishing you all the very best for the week. Speak to you next week.